Hey grown-ups, warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Factor has a menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So, no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50. And use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/tales50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Hey grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, my name is Kavita and this is Girl Tales.
Thank you, Kavita, for that beautiful introduction. I was so happy to meet you at the Kennedy Center. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next tale, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now, on to our episode. This episode is a part of a new series. This series will be adaptations of the plays written by William Shakespeare. This series is called She Is Fierce. And the first episode of the She Is Fierce series is called As You Like It. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about... Oh!
Hang about. Hello, hello. Oops!
What in the world?
Are you Rebecca?
Yes, I was just about to tell a story.
Oh, lovely. But I've got new pipes to install through here, Ms. Rebecca. The treehouse upstairs has got a leak and it's bound to drip down into your treehouse if I don't fix it up. Sorry, but it's got to be done today.
And you are?
Ishbel Birtwistle, plumber extraordinaire.
Nice to meet you, Ishbel. I guess if you have to run your pipes through my house, I'll... have to wait to tell my story.
Rightio, ta-ta. Won't be long. Go have a nice cup of tea and a biscuit.
Bye-bye.
Hello, hello. What's this? Ooh, it's recording my voice. Oh, farty farty bum bum. How do you turn this off? Well, if it's recording and the people are listening, I suppose I might as well tell a story, eh? Ahem, ahem. This is a story my nan told me about two princesses, a lion and an evil duke. And a nice duke too. You see, it all started when the nice duke's evil brother stole his castle. The evil duke banished his brother, the nice duke, to the Forest of Arden, which was a big forest full of trees and deer and possibly a lion. Now, each duke had a daughter. That made them princesses. And these girls grew up together in the castle. They were cousins and best friends. They went everywhere together. They borrowed each other's clothes, shoes, jewels, nail polish, and tennis rackets. And they didn't even fight over any of those things. They were two peas in a pod. So when the evil duke banished his niece Rosalind, her cousin Celia said, "I'm coming too." To recap, Rosalind's dad is the nice Duke, whose castle was stolen by Celia's dad, the evil Duke. And now Rosalind has been banished, just like her father. So where do Celia and Rosalind decide to go? To the Forest of Arden, of course. After all, that's where Rosalind's dad is. And when they left, they took the court jester with them to keep them entertained. Jessamine the Jester tells a lot of jokes, like, the shovel was a groundbreaking invention. Or try this one. What do you call a group of killer whales playing instruments? An orchestra. So Jessamine made Rosalind and Celia laugh on the long, long, long walk to the Forest of Arden. This was the old days, before trains, before cars, before bicycles even. Can you imagine? There were just your own 2 feet to walk on, and maybe a horse if you were lucky. The princesses were not lucky. Rosalind and Celia had heard there were thieves on the road to Arden, so they decided to leave their fancy gowns at the castle. Rosalind dressed up as a young man, and Celia dressed in an old torn dress and rubbed some dirt on her face. They didn't look like princesses one bit. Jessamine the Jester only had one outfit, a multicoloured patchwork jumpsuit and hat, so she wore that. Meanwhile, the evil Duke stomped around his castle, saying, "Where, oh where is my daughter Celia? Her wicked cousin Rosalind must have stolen her away. How dare they disobey me?" And he sent a search party of very mean knights, led by the fastest, strongest and meanest of knights, Sir Hector de Bois. So, Sir Hector de Bois and a very mean boys went charging away on horseback to find Celia and Rosalind. After days and days and days of walking, when Rosalind, Celia and Jessamine were just about to faint from how tired they were, they reached the edge of the Forest of Arden, and they met a kind shepherdess and asked her for some food. The shepherdess gave them bread and milk and fruit and told them that they were welcome to stay with her on her farm, if they helped out with the harvest and watched over the sheep. Rosalind and Celia were excited to work on a farm. They thought it was a wonderful adventure for princesses to become farmers. But Jessamine the Jester missed her soft, comfy bed in the castle. Jessamine complained, "I hate farms. I'm tired. I don't like sheep or cows. By the way, what did the mama cow say to the baby cow?" "What?" Celia asked. "It's pasture bedtime." Rosalind and Celia laughed. For the next few weeks, Jessamine moped around the farm, telling silly jokes to the sheep, while Rosalind and Celia relished each new challenge. "Celia, I'm off to muck out the pig pen," Rosalind would call out. "Ooh, Rosalind, wait for me," Celia would yell back. "Rosalind, time to feed the chickens," Celia would say. "Celia, how many eggs do you think they laid?" Rosalind would ask her. You would think that princesses raised in a castle and waited on hand and foot all their lives would have hated having to wake up at the crack of dawn to work hard and get their hands and clothes dirty. But they were having the time of their lives. They almost forgot about their dads, the Dukes, and the fact that Celia's dad, the evil Duke, was hunting everywhere for her. Celia knew her dad pretty well, and she guessed the evil Duke would send Sir Hector de Bois and a very mean boys out to find them. So Rosalind and Celia decided to keep wearing their disguises. When they met anyone in the forest, they pretended to be brother and sister. "Good day," they said to everyone they met. And everyone remarked on the well-mannered brother and sister who worked at the sheep farm. You might be wondering, what about Rosalind's dad, the good Duke? What is he up to? Well, he actually liked living in the forest, and he thought Rosalind and Celia were safe at court, so he wasn't looking for them and had no idea that they were living right nearby. He also didn't know that his brother, the evil Duke, had sent his meanest knights to the forest to look for Celia and Rosalind, And Rosalind and Celia hadn't found the good Duke yet, mostly because the forest was enormous, but also a little because they were having so much fun being farmers. Well, finally, the mean knights, sent by the evil Duke, arrived at the edge of the Forest of Arden. Their horses were tired from the long trip, but the knights didn't let them rest. Pretty mean, right? So Hector de Bois sent the knights in all directions through the forest. Whosoever finds Princess Celia, bring her to me. And if you find Princess Rosalind, the Duke has ordered us to cut off her head. And with that, the knights went tramping through the forest. They stopped everyone they saw looking for the princesses. They overturned farmers' harvests, searching high and wide. They scared everyone who lived in the forest, people and animals alike. Sir Hector de Bois arrived at the farm where Rosalind and Celia were working. When the princesses saw him, they froze. Sir Hector knew what the princesses looked like. He had been at court when they were there. Would he recognize them?
"You boy,"
said Sir Hector, talking to Rosalind.
"Yes, sir," Rosalind said, her voice shaking. "Have you seen any princesses in the area?"
Sir Hector scowled down at Rosalind in her disguise.
"No, sir," Rosalind replied. "Silly farm boy. I doubt you or your dirty sister would recognize a princess even if you saw one."
And with that, mean Sir Hector turned to leave. But just at that moment, a lion leapt out of the forest, growling. Sir Hector's horse reared back, causing Sir Hector to fall. His horse had the good sense to run off into the forest, neighing. The lion circled Sir Hector. One thing was clear. Sir Hector was about to be lion lunch.
Oh dear!
Rosalind and Celia sprung into action. Rosalind grabbed a big stick. Celia hopped on Rosalind's back and flipped up the back of her skirt, making the two of them look large and imposing. They both started shouting at the lion. Rosalind waved the stick in the air and Celia flapped her skirt. The lion looked at them, confused. The princesses kept shouting and flapping and waving the stick until finally, with a growl and a meow, the confused lion fled into the forest. Sir Hector rolled to his feet.
Oh, thank you both. You saved my life.
That's right, we did, even after you insulted us, Celia told the knight, stomping her foot. Sir Hector bowed.
I owe you a great debt. Please name any task I may perform for you.
Rosalind smiled. Anything?
Anything.
In that case, call off the search for the princesses, Rosalind replied.
But?
That is an order from a princess, Sir Hector, Celia said, smirking. Sir Hector was dumbfounded. He looked at the young brother and sister. Could these farmers be the princesses? Realization hit him like a ton of bricks. Sir Hector dropped to his knee.
Your highnesses!
The princesses laughed. Rosalind, Celia, and Sir Hector traveled through the forest until they found the good Duke, who, when he saw Rosalind, gave her the biggest bear hug of her life. Sir Hector called off the search for the princesses, and all the mean knights swore their allegiance to the princesses and the good Duke. What about the evil Duke? Well, he got tired of waiting for the knights, so he travelled to the Forest of Arden himself. When he reached the forest, he found Jessamine the Jester telling jokes to a sheep, and the jokes were so funny that even the evil Duke laughed. And when he laughed, he realised how grumpy and mean and downright evil he had been, and he decided then and there to become good. Jessamine the Jester led the now not evil Duke to find the good Duke, where they also found Rosalind, Celia, Sir Hector de Bois, and now not mean boys. And they all were so happy to see each other that they had an enormous forest celebration feast. The two dukes decided they didn't want to go back to the castle. They wanted to stay in the forest and work the farm together, which is exactly what Rosalind and Celia wanted. So, Celia and Rosalind took their dads, the Dukes, to the farm, where they taught them everything about farming. And the princesses and their dads lived happily ever after. What about the castle and the kingdom?
Jessamine and the knights returned to the castle, and the people decided Jessamine the jester should be in charge, because she told such funny jokes, like, what do you call a royal pig who's falling asleep? Prince Nottingham. Under Jessamine's reign, the kingdom flourished and prospered for many, many years.
Hello? Hello, Ishbel? Are you done yet?
Oh, toots malarkey, here's Ms. Rebecca. Rightio, all done and sorted. Here's your treehouse back.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ishbel.
Must be on my way now. See you later.
That's funny. The recorder is running. I wonder what's on here. That was the first episode of the She Is Fierce series, As You Like It. Written by Tessa Flannery. Produced by Chad Chennai. Executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham and performed by Rebecca Cunningham and Tessa Flannery. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. And grown-ups, don't forget you can get access to ad-free episodes of the Girl Tales podcast, as well as a range of other shows for the kids in your life, by subscribing to Star Glow Plus on Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, if you would like extra stories for your Tailblazers to listen to, like the original Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, performed by me, well, there's only one place to get it. Head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Dorothy or above. And grown-ups, you can also find Girl Tales and Cordelia Studios on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And hey, if you love this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.